A lot going on in Marvel Strike Force this week, inside the game, outside the game, and we are discussing it all on your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. I am joined by Vash, and we are going to have some fun discussing a lot of the events that have happened recently. So if you're ready for it, Vash, tell them what to do, brother.
Let's go smash it.
Alley flying.
What is up, Valley Maniacs? Valley Flying here. I am back. It is time for your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I am joined by Vash from the Overachievers Gaming Podcast. I keep screwing that up. Did I say that right this time?
Yes, you got it. You got there.
Cool. Well, we are having some fun on this channel. We are talking about all of the recent developments in Marvel Strike Force. Some fun, some not so fun, but we're going to discuss it all for better or worse. As you guys may have noticed, Casino is not with us this week, and we are going to discuss why. We got to discuss it first, but there's a lot of stuff we are going to discuss. A lot of events, a lot of bugs, data mines, rumors, all that stuff, guys, coming up. There are timestamps. This usually does go long. But yeah, let's address the elephant in the room, brother. Discriminating comments by former Envoy. Recently, there were some discriminating comments made by a personality in a community that was a member of the studio's Envoy program. Even in jest, discriminating comments can be harmful as they contribute to the marginalization of already vulnerable groups. Such behavior is in direct conflict with our goals of improving inclusion, representing our community. That individual is no longer of our Envoy program, and we will not be partnering with them in the future for any future content. I think a lot of people know what's going on, but I guess not everybody is. Do you want to kind of explain the situation briefly, what has happened in this past few days?
Sure. So there was a live stream that happened earlier this week or this weekend. I can't remember which day it was, in which Casino was going over with one of his fans or someone he was talking to about alternate names for Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
And we don't have to discuss any of the names. We don't have to repeat
Sorry
for interrupting you, but
that's all good. I wasn't planning on saying the names anyway.
Good, good.
But there were some alternate names that were some very colorful representations of someone's sexual orientation and what they could do. And while it was described that it was a joke and in jest, some people could be taking that as offensive and harmful. And even jokes made for comedy and whatnot against something like this, not necessarily taken with a grain of salt, and really could be, you know, construed as just like they said in the blog post, they're just marginalizing that. It's like, you know, this is why we don't have like racist jokes anymore, because that's like just you're doing disservice to everybody, of persons of color, that kind of stuff. And that goes along the same lines. Whether or not you said it was joking, really, it just should be you have a viewership of, you know, X amount of people or hundreds of people, and it's, you know, channels of, you know, thousands of subscribers. Just don't say that. It's just, it's very easy. It's like, hey, we made some jokes. It was funny. Say whatever you want off stream. Just don't say it live, because then it just makes people think that, hey, oh, this is the type of language that I say. I can say it because he said it. So therefore, I can say it. And then they start saying it to other people, and it just gets out of hand. And this is how we have problems. And that's why I applaud, you know, Fox Next and Scopely for taking action against it. I don't think cancel culture is appropriate, because it doesn't give people the ability to, you know, repent and make themselves sorry or say stuff. We'll get into that response later on. But at the same time, it's like, you know, that's essentially what went down, as well as there's some choice words followed up to that.
Yeah, so I guess it's not just the joke that people are upset about. They're kind of upset about the follow up. And I have my own take on this whole thing. But can you describe some of the follow up without using some of the colorful language that was used in the follow up and this sort of apology for the joke?
So the follow-up was kind of was said with like, well, if I can't say those things, like there's another word used that was said live on stream that people of my, you know, there's another joke that was used that people should not say at all. I'll just leave it at that. And that was because, like, well, if I can't say this stuff, I can't say, you know, I'm going to prove a point and say this. And then I just kind of spiraled out of control and all that sort of stuff. The follow up was the apology was kind of like, I'm sorry that people got offended, which is not really an apology. It's like a backhanded apology. Just like, I'm sorry I got offended. Personally, like, if you have a sort of a platform and you have a lot of following, this, and I understand that Casino likes controversy, but like, not like this. Not like this. Like, come on. We owe a lot to Casino because he got us streaming. He got us doing the podcast. He got us into the community. So we owe a lot to him. But man, why, dude?
Yeah, so
why?
I agree, and I'm very torn right now. And the reason is because obviously you cannot defend what he did and some of the follow up that he did for that. But talking about Casino as the person, he's helped a lot of people out, and
absolutely, you
know, I have not known him to be a bigot or racist. Now he does do some offhanded jokes that I wouldn't necessarily tell or agree with, but I've always known him to be a good person with, you know, helping people out just randomly, taking hours of his time on stream, just helping him out for no reason. Yeah. Last year when America Chavez came out in the game, and you could go back to some of the news reports, there were people talking a lot of shit about America Chavez, and because she was an LGBT character, and he told them to, you know, just shut the fuck up. You guys are silly. So I don't think he's a bigot or anything like that. I think he's a good person that has a weird sense of humor. This went wrong, and his reaction to it is wrong. And in all fairness, he did call me last night to be on the news show to continue to do this. I kind of made the call that I wanted to at least give it a week to breathe, let the community, I don't know, just let it breathe a little, because there's some very upset people right now. And I don't think they should not be upset. I think they should be upset what he did at his actions. You know, as someone growing up, going to church, just taught, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin. I still like Casino. He's still a friend. I consider it a friend, even though what he did was not good. And but he, in his defense, he did want to come do a real apology, do, you know, say everything it needs to be said. He wanted me to grill him about that, and I chose not to. So he does want to do a real apology. So that's my take on this. Yeah, you can't really defend anything he did, but I don't like cancel culture either. You know, so, you know, someone making a mistake after all this work they put in, it does kind of bother me, which is another reason I wanted to put him in. I don't like, you know, oh, you said this, you did, you made this mistake, done. Everything you've worked towards is done at this point. And so I'm torn. What, any response to that? Because I'm very mixed right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the same boat. I mean, we just, I can't, no matter what someone says, well, I'm not, you know, it's like, I support the LGBTQ community, but then go on to say all this stuff. You're essentially becoming a hypocrite, because you're saying, I support this, but this. It's like, I'm not a racist, but let me tell all these racist jokes. Like, you don't, like, whether you think it's funny or not, you're just contradicting yourself immediately what you're saying. So whether or not we know it, or whether or not you're saying things that you realize, like, well, I'm not this, but let me tell that. It's like, you know, like, look around the room before you tell an off topic joke, you know, that kind of thing. Like, just don't, like, you have a community, dude. Like, if you want to, you just have to set an example for what you want to do. If this is the kind of content you want to say and do, then that's what you're going to be known for. And which is why I think people are so outraged. I know a lot of people don't necessarily agree with him with a lot of stuff he says. I have no opinion on his types of content outside of all this stuff that's going on, but it's just like, just think before you talk about these sort of things, especially during Pride Month, as well as all the stuff that's going on today with the civil rights and, you know, police stuff that's happening around the world. Not a good time. But I will say that with everything going on, it's just, I don't agree with the doubling down on the like the half-assed apology and whatnot.
You can't defend the half-hearted apology, the actions. I don't think, like, at his core he's a bad guy though. So I do want to give him a second chance. There should be some kind of road to redemption. People make mistakes. Everybody's human. You got to be able to have some kind of road to redemption to be able to redeem yourself. I think that's what he wants to do. That's what he wanted to do there. It's on me for not having him on to let him do that. But I know he wanted to do that. So I think there should be a road back after you make some kind of mistake like this. I just don't know. I don't know what it is.
I didn't mean to cut you off. It was like, I hope that he just makes a video and puts it on his page and makes it featured. Honestly, because if it comes from him and says, hey, done a lot of reflecting, I've thought about this, I'm truly sorry. And all honesty, it was a joke. I realized my actions were incorrect. Like, I'm looking back, I realize this now, it was not my intention. I sincerely apologize. I will take further actions to not make these sort of assumptions later on. I'll think before I speak, that kind of stuff. Like, because that's what people do. Like, Dom and I were on Reminex's stream on, the other night talking about this stuff. And it's about like, what makes people, come back from these sort of things is like, you have these self-reflection moments and you say like, oh, I say something, someone says that's wrong. It's like, oh man, you know what? That's right. That was wrong. Let me correct it. Let me think about what I'm saying. Let me move forward as a human being to be able to reflect on these things and also just be a better person. That's really all it comes down to. And had he done that out the gate, we wouldn't be in this situation, in my opinion. But...
Well, I hope that does come at some time because I still consider a friend, even though he's done something that I cannot defend. Now that that gigantic elephant is out of the room, let's talk about ISO 8, which is the new mechanic coming to Marvel Strike Force. Now, I got to be careful what I can show here because I had to edit the video that I did about ISO 8, take out some of the things. So I think I'm hiding everything right here. Just as far as general, we'll get into some of the details in just a little bit, but general... 3,000 foot view. What is your reaction to ISO 8 just as you see it right now?
This is actually interesting because I took a hiatus from the game to kind of like chill myself out and whatnot. So like I've now come back to starting to play super casual again. And so I essentially started reading up on all the news once ISO 8 came out. And I have to say that this is not that bad. I will say it was a lot better from what I was hearing about the initial playtest. This sounds really awesome. But I'm curious to see how they're going to implement some stuff with regards to PvE, PvP, war, all that sort of stuff. But like, I like the different theory crafting because that's the part about the game that I like the most is the theory crafting. So it's like you can do like a Striker on Black Bolt. You can do the Skirmisher on Yo-Yo. So when she does her basic, she marks. And then all of a sudden, Black Bolt gets the assist. Like stuff like that. Fortifier on like M'Baku. Maybe Wakandans would be the actual Apex raid team.
Who knows? Could be. It was promised maybe a year ago. So I like this as well. This could have been crazy with a lot of management and just a lot of tediousness added to this. I think, with you can kind of see these outer pillars right here. These being fixed, I think makes it good because once you put on a character, you're done. You don't have to keep worrying about switching it. These outer pillars are done. And this center one, it allows some theory crafting, but... pretty much once you are done upgrading that is done as well. And you're free to move between these classes of characters. So I think it's a good compromise. Taking out the RNG, there is a lot of grindiness about this, but I kind of like the grindiness. I'd rather spend months grinding at it than have it left up to luck. So I'm glad that this is total grindiness and not RNG-ness. But it takes that out, takes the RNG out, but it also allows some customization, some theory crafting. Which class of character are you going to put? Just like you said, you're going to put Striker on Black Bolt. In most situations, that'd probably be but I can't think of any on the top of my head. There's probably some that would make sense to have him have a different class. Same thing with some of these other characters. So I like it. But let's talk about these different classes. Striker. Now, this is probably the biggest one for damagers. You're gaining some damage. If the target has mark, you're getting more damage. You're just a lot of damage. Who do you think are the best characters for this Striker class of ISO 8? I don't know what you call this. For the Striker class, I guess. Yeah.
Striker class is good. I mean, obviously Black Bolt, that's who you have queued up right now. Anybody who's going to really do high damage stuff, so a good one probably would be Thanos. If you have a good Black Order team built up, you probably have Hela would be a good one as well, just for the amount of damage that they would do, or she would do for everybody. A lot of other different people in there, like Carnage in or well, Carnage has more crit.
You mentioned a top raid team. What about Killmonger?
Ooh, Killmonger. Well, I would say Killmonger is more that crit one, right? Because he crits all the time.
Oh, is that, so you know what? You're right. I thought this was. I'm getting them confused. I'm glad we're looking at this right now because I'm getting these confused. This one's just pretty much damage. All right.
I would think, like, honestly, I think, believe it or not, Okoye would probably be the best for the striker just because she's going to get the assists from Black Panther.
And so, you know what? I might like Black Panther on this one, and Okoye as the one that applies the marked is what I'm thinking. Yeah. I can't remember that's the true. Turn order off the top of my head. Maybe that won't work, but that's kind of what I'm thinking for this team. But striker, pretty much the damage dealer. Let's go into the next class. Right, and now we are looking at the fortifier, and this is pretty much the one for tanks. You're getting barrier for 10,000, 2% of this character's max health, and it goes up as you can see the scaling right there. Tanks, pretty much, right? Unless there's some kind of outside of the box team that you're going to need to fight. Is there any situation you wouldn't use this on a tank? Can you think of any situation
off the top of your head? If you're doing this for raids, put this on your healers, because with the way that I've been seeing things happen in raids, like your healers get targeted instantly.
Nice call. Plus they're gaining that 20% max health when you go up to level 4 from both of these.
If they're healing per turn based on their max health, like having that is great for like Shuri or Minerva or, you know, Merc Lieutenant, that kind of stuff. I think it might be good for it.
Perfect example. All right, and moving on to Skirmisher, you are applying marked. So this is the class of character that's going to apply marked. Probably someone with a first, some high speed that's going to go very early in the battle is what I'm thinking for this one. What characters come to mind when you think of a Skirmisher, just off the top of your head?
So, off the top of my head, I would say probably characters who are going to go first before anyone. So you probably have like Black Widow, you have like Black Panther, maybe Captain Marvel. Maybe she might be better with the damage one, but Yo-Yo, absolutely.
Yo-Yo is an awesome pick for this one. I like Yo-Yo on this one. Maybe Proxima's an interesting one because she could fit this one. She also has a lot of damage, so you could go a couple different ways. You also clearing positive effects and or flipping them depending on what level you have. So this could be a key one in determining how you're building your team. So this is a good one, especially with this clearing of positive effects once you get to level 5. It's going to take a lot of grinding to get there, but yeah, it's a good one.
The grind is fine, man. It's like it just gives you something to look forward to, especially since I don't know if we talk about it later, but especially since it doesn't take gold, it has its own currency. I'm excited about that.
Yes, it does have its own currency, which I am strategically placing your camera and hiding right now because we can't talk about it.
Yeah, I understand. I figured as much.
All right, and we also have a healer class gaining 10% direct healing on turn. So this is every single turn. Minor regeneration is the lowest ally, clearing mark, more max health, more direct healing as you start to level this up. Shield medic, Shuri, all the healers. This is pretty much, I mean, it's titled healer. So you got to place this on your healers, right? Any outside of box thinking that comes to you right now for this?
Depending on your setup, a good one that could work too is like if you have another fast character that you just want, you know, heals going like crazy, like maybe, I mean, Yo-Yo would probably be the best for Skirmisher, but like if you want for maybe Rage or something like that, because she's going to keep constantly going, healer might not be a bad bet because she's going to keep healing based on her turn order.
Yeah.
Could be good.
Or make the Spider-Verse even more crazy with their healing. Carnage healing even more. Symbiote Spider-Man healing even more. Survivability goes crazy. This Spider-Verse is what I'm thinking with this one.
Yeah.
All right. And last class is the Raider. So this is the crit one that you're talking about. And I do think Killmonger, because of the crit chance, the crit just upping that helps him a lot. Anybody that crit would help, I think this would go with. So maybe shield, a lot of shield, this might go with. Any other characters come to your mind when talking about this Raider class? More crit damage, more crit chance, and obviously more health, like all of them.
Definitely Corvus. He needs the health increase like crazy because he's Clay, the squishiest of the bunch.
More crits for him would be good as well. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I like it. That's an awesome thing.
Yeah, so Corvus, Killmonger, and I would probably say either, we just talked about Carnage being a healer. That could be interesting as well.
Carnage with this also, yeah.
Yeah, Carnage would be good because his stuff crits like crazy for his attacks and whatnot. So that could be another good one. So there's a lot of different things that you can think about, a lot of different character classes that you can test out. And the nice thing is that you said earlier, like, you can switch these freely. Like, you're not locked into something. So you can try it out on different characters and see what you like.
Now, there is a cost to upgrade this. So as you can see, this one right here, it's level 2 on all these pillars. If I wanted to upgrade this, there's a cost to upgrade that. But once you have it upgraded, it's done. So once you've upgraded all these classes for the character, and you had to do this for all the characters. So it is a lot of grindiness, but yeah, once it's done, it's done. So you don't have to come back to it. But so that's some theory crafting just off the top of mainly your head. There's probably going to be a lot more intricacies, building teams out certain ways, looking at their speed, looking at the order of their turns as you start to build this. But that's kind of a preview of some of the theory crafting you can do with ISO 8. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to how this turns out.
I'm curious to see what happens more with either the play testing or what more information they give us, because they say it's going to be released in towards the fall, right, is what they said ish
I've heard some things and I can't remember what is rumors, what is official, and what is just said and we can't repeat, so I'm not sure when it's going to be released. I get confused on what sources I get from different information.
But yeah, I think it's a welcome change to the game, just to kind of give people something to look forward to and a reason to log in. I mean, it brought me back to log in again and see what's going on.
So. Got one content creator back. So we got some changes, particularly to Domino right now. A special ability when the entire team is stealth, no longer having issues. But the big one right here is with her passive. It now fills the speed bar for X-Force on War Offense instead of reducing the speed bar for enemy teams on War Offense. This seems like a big, maybe not a big nerf, but a little nerf, especially if you're using Domino outside of that full X-Force team. What are your thoughts on them shifting around these abilities, correcting these abilities?
Well, it's just for War Offense, right? So, yes. I mean, if this was supposed to be in raids overall, it would be kind of detrimental because now it's not helpful. But I would say, if this is what it is just for a War Offense, you're really not going to use Domino outside of the X-Force unless you're using it now for a cleanup squad or something like that. So it's not ideal, in my opinion, but I don't think it's going to be game-breaking. But hopefully they fix it with what they sold the character as.
Yeah, I think the math works out. If you're using it on a full X-Force team, it works out to the same thing. It's just when she's not on a full X-Force team, kind of like now when she's not on a full X-Force team, because we don't have X-23 in the game. It's not as good, but that's what they've done. I don't know. This one was a little surprising to me. Taskmaster added to the Elite Store. So initially when they said they would add these characters to the Elite Store, they said it would be when these characters become farmable. But they're adding them a little quicker, which I think is good. What are your thoughts on Taskmaster being added? And do you think this opens up the door for other characters, like maybe some of the Cull, maybe some of these other characters to be added to this Elite Store a little quicker?
I hope so. I mean, does that mean he's farmable now?
He's not farmable. But what is it? Corvus was not farmable when he was added to the Elite Store.
Well, that was a gimme.
Yeah.
So,
so I don't know.
It's great. I think it's a step in the right direction. Just, maybe give us a little bit more farmability quicker too. Yeah. Awesome. Step it up.
That would be good. That would be good. Or at least add them to the orbs a little quicker than the bad adding them. But I mean, I say that, but when I think about it logically, they kind of have to do that so that people that spend money, they get to enjoy their shiny new toy before everybody gets it. But I like this. One of my big pushbacks with the Red Star rework was that, how long before these characters become farmable? So I'm glad that they're actually adding these before they become farmable, because who knows how long we'll be waiting if we waited till that.
I mean, I'd say a month is fair enough, right?
Month's a decent compromise, I think. You get the whales a chance to enjoy their new toys, and everybody else can get it and farm them in a reasonable time frame. So I think that's a good compromise. All right, the Domino Serendipity Lady Luck event ending this week. How have your orb pulls been for this event? Have you got a lot of center shards of Domino, or are you getting some? Not really?
No, I think I'm at like I think I'm at like 40 of 80. I'm four stars where I consider somebody to be usable, just because I like to use them in the Red Star Rampage, but yeah. it's not good. Like, I've had like maybe one center pull that was green, and that's it. So I'm surprised I even have her at three star right now, but like, I hope I can get her to four in the next 3 days or so, 3.5 days, but I don't know, we'll see.
Whale harder, my friend.
I'm free to play now, so no more.
Oh no, what happened? Anyway, I've been getting pretty good luck with this event. I got really, really bad luck with Proxima, but been getting good luck with Domino. I've actually been wanting those Toad shards more than the Domino shards, because my Toad is so close to getting to that next level, and I think I pulled Toad shards once and haven't pulled them since. But I've actually been getting pretty lucky with Domino. I think I'd rather have Toad than Domino, though. Ironheart blitzed this past week in some crazy scores. I know you are a crazy blitzer, or at least you were before your first hiatus. 19 million for Ironheart's second iteration of her blitz. 24 for the first one. Scores slightly lower on that first one from the Cull Obsidian blitz. What are your thoughts on Ironheart? How valuable of a character do you think she is?
Well, I think if she's leveled up enough, she brings a lot of utility to that team in place of Vision. Part of the reason why I kind of took a hiatus was because of her.
Because of her. It's your fault, Riri.
Yeah, I mean, it was broken out the gate, and I was so frustrated. I literally rage quit the game for 2 weeks. But it's just, I think she's great. I mean, I did Milestones and Chill for the most part. So.
I wanted the top 2,000. I was so close to getting her to 5 stars that I was like, all right, I gotta get top 2,000 and buy one more orb, and I got it. And I don't know if too much has changed for my roster since that. But anyway,
she's great in war offense, man. There's been multiple times that where I've used her ult, and then War Machine comes in and cleans up everybody. I haven't even gotten the chance to use the Falcon ult at all, because War Machine just destroys everybody. So it's great.
Yeah, also great. Awesome on that power armor team, especially on war offense, which is where they're made to be used, but kind of lacking some versatility. So maybe that's why people didn't go weren't as excited. I don't know. I say that though, but these scores aren't too far off from Cull Obsidian. So we'll see what happens the next time we have a new character blitz, and we have something in Datamites that we're going to talk about on that in just a little bit. But let's shift to this blog post, brother. We have some word about X23, which is in the game. Some upcoming blitzes, nothing too exciting. I guess that's good after these hard and Cull blitzes and these Ironheart blitzes. We have a Mr. Fantastic blitz and a Carnage blitz coming up later this week. Quick thoughts on these blitz characters.
Carnage. I have Carnage at 7 star already and 6 red stars. So it was great. He's a powerhouse and whatnot, but also you gotta forget that this is also the Unity Shard event, so I'm expecting everyone to be blitzing like crazy, because the only way that you can get Unity Shards to get Unity Orbs to open up for Negasonic is by blitzing. Yes. So I assume, just from the fact that people are going to be doing this over and over and over and over and over again, that people are going to be, scores going to be a little higher than people who would normally just Milestones and Chill.
Possibly, so. Because this is based on blitz wins and not necessarily based on the score that you get. So I'm running a lot of my fights down at tier 1, tier 2 with some of my top teams. So I'm blitzing. I'm just not scoring a lot. So I don't know what's going to happen with the scores. But yeah, Carnage, awesome character for newer players, especially if you're a newer player that manages to have Symbiote Spider-Man. Awesome, awesome combo there. And then when you pair them with the rest of the Symbiotes with Venom, good team. Unity event that we're gonna talk about some of these milestones, but it is ending. And then Shield, it looks like we have some double drops, which means that Nick Fury is probably coming back. Thoughts on Nick Fury for newer players that are possibly unlocking him this first time around?
He's great for DD1. He's great for DD2. He's great to have on war defense with your Coulson and everyone else on your Shield team. I think that, you know, Nick Fury for newer players will help them get through some of those earlier campaigns and whatnot, dude. It's there. Nick Fury was like OG, like super good, and I was like,
the meta.
Absolutely.
Not particular game modes. He was the meta character every single game mode at one point, and they just dominate everything. Not so much nowadays, but they still do have value. And yes, you should be happy if you're unlocking Nick Fury. Not just on that shield team, does have some standalone value. So some good stuff with Nick Fury there. And how was your Father's Day? I know it was probably a good day, but I think this made it a little better with some Drax shards, some Ant-Man shards. He was recently removed from the Mega Orb, so I'm glad I got some more Ant-Man shards, Vulture shards. Thoughts on this compensation? This was not awesome, but it's a surprise, so you can't complain about surprises like this, right?
Yeah, I think I was more happy. I was happier about the ABCs and SBCs than I was about the actual shards.
Yeah, and I cut it off in the shot here to show the characters, but that's actually a pretty good thing as well.
Yeah, but it's nice for newer players to get a little bit of extra shards. Like, you know, it's cool. Like, here you go. I don't know why they came up with 3. Why not just 10?
I'm not sure of these characters as well. Scott Lang is a dad. I'm not sure about Vulture. Not sure about Namor. Not sure if Sabretooth has any kids. Drax as well. So the only one that really fits this theme is Ant-Man, but... yes, good compensation. I'm glad we get gifts, it's nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
All right, and you mentioned them, talking about these blitzes, why people are going hard for blitzes. We have some milestones going on, creative differences, explosive combo. You get this by opening the orbs. As you can see, I'm not doing very well on this one right here, only at 6,700. And these creative differences, I have not been blitzing as much as I wanted either. But hopefully that will change this weekend. Thoughts on these events? We're going to get to the bugs, don't worry. But thoughts on this event so far?
I think it's good. My only gripe with the event so far is that there was we'll talk about the bug in a bit, but this event is 8 days and it started on Sunday. So really it's 7 days because the Red Star Rampage and the other orb, the premium orb is like, they don't count. So now it's 7, and then there is a whole thing where all of a sudden, like, you're not getting shards for completing some blitzes at some point, which is still happening today.
These Unity orb fragments, some of them were coming out, right? I guess we'll talk about the bugs now. The 50s were coming out. I know I would get 350s, but I think whenever you were supposed to get 100, it would just show nothing, is what I'm understanding from the bug. So a lot of people missing out on rewards. And I guess we'll talk about the compensation, but there's some bugs going on, and it just doesn't seem to be fixed as far as I can tell. Maybe they are. I don't know. But are you noticing any of your blitz matches not giving you compensation still, or is it...
I would say, I mean, because I came back to start playing more casually once these events happen, because I really like the fact that they give ability mats and whatnot towards the end of the orb opening. So I was like, I'm just mainly blitzing 1 through 4, 1 through 5, whatever those tiers. So I've only noticed, I noticed it a lot on Monday, like at the beginning when I woke up, started blitzing Monday for all of the events. Like there's, I would say maybe a quarter of my blitzes were not giving me any charge, which is significant. I'd say I probably missed out on maybe 3 or 4 orbs in total. But other than that, not really. I mean, I get the occasional one now that's 0, but I haven't really paid super close attention. But I was like, wait a second, was that supposed to give me some shards? But then, I don't know. It's only happened to me once so far since they fixed it Monday night, so.
All right, well, we'll talk about the bugs and some of the compensation. But before we move on from this event, we have this picture here. Negasonic, who is with the LGBT community, America Chavez as well. Deadpool kind of has some relations with that. Psylocke, I'm not sure of her lore. Maybe she does. This one's a little baffling. What do you think Fox Next Scopely is saying about Cull Obsidian with him included in this shot?
No idea. I didn't notice it until you just pointed it out right now. Is he just the big bear?
Let us know in the comments, guys. Why is Cull included in this shot? It doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe he's the difference in the creative differences. Yeah, you know?
they're all creative. He's different. All right, so we talked about the bugs. Maybe they're fixed. Maybe they're not. We got, I think it was 2 orbs for this. You said you missed out on probably about 3 or 4. Normally blitzing, I probably would have missed out on a lot more, but just schedule-wise, I haven't been blitzing too much. People are kind of upset about this compensation, calling it very weak. What are your thoughts? 2 orbs for some of the issues that we've been experiencing?
I would say that is, because I mean, if depending on if people spent blitz charges Monday to like ramp up their ability to open up these unity orbs, I think that two orbs is kind of weak compensation. I would like to see three, maybe four at the bare minimum, just because like if you think about like if you're running, if you're doing a full rotation 10 times a day and you're getting zero shards for the entirety of that time, potentially, or at least half of it, that's what, five, maybe six orbs if you're doing for 10 rotations.
And especially if you get lucky and you get like a, one of those 2000s as well. That's an orb right there from one battle. So I think it's a little weak for me. I think from it matched my blitz activity, but I know there's a lot of people that blitz way more than I did that deserve more compensation than this. So I don't know. I don't know what they could do at this point if they've tracked every single blitz match and can do a proportionate compensation for everybody. I don't know if it's fair to give everybody something for someone, especially like myself, that didn't blitz too much. So
yeah, I mean, I would say that just my thinking is just like, you know, maybe do it for half a day because, you know, the other half either working or sleeping or whatever, and then see, give like an average of what, a mean or something like that. Maybe that's what they did. Like, okay, well, people would be able to blitz for 12 hours with the issue that were was happening, or actually technically it was 24, but still. They were doing that, and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, well, a quarter of the blitzes weren't able to get. If you do that times 50 or whatever the shards were, 150 that you had, that would equal two shards, essentially, or two orbs. So
yeah,
maybe that's the issue that they were
trying
to figure out.
Maybe they did look at the average, like you said, and just based it off of that. All right, so we are at that point in the news update where we discuss one of my favorite things, and it is data mines. So let's discuss some of the more recent data mines that have come to Marvel Strike Force. X-23, we talked about her just a little bit. It says, look out for the Target X-Blitz featuring X-23. We know her kit. She's in the game right now. Blitz release character. How excited are you to open up your, what is that, dust off your blitz muscles and start blitzing hard for X-23?
Well, I'm hoping it's next Thursday because this Thursday I'm working. Well, we have Carnage this Thursday.
This Thursday's Carnage, so it'll probably be next weekend that we get X-23.
I don't think my wife's excited for me to start blitzing again, but I think I'll dust off the blitz muscles. I have going forward, I aim for top 2K as well as what I go for, which probably be 25 mil, which is I can get that easily, I think, without having to put too much in.
You've been close to top 100, like 101 a few times.
101 twice in a row. Twice in a row. Yeah.
Not again. Not for X-23.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's more about enjoyability for the game now and not pushing myself to be competitive. I've kind of tapered my expectations and tapered my stuff because I'm not streaming right now, MSF, so I'm just doing the podcast pretty much is all we're doing. But I'm, you know, top 2K should be enough. Twice should be able to get her to, three-star, four-star maybe. We'll see. I'm not buying any offers, so I'm thinking three-star probably.
Okay, I probably will. All right, and it looks like we got some other data mines. Nothing too major right here. It looks like they're spending campaign and raid energy to earn some Thanos shards, maybe some milestones coming up. Mm-hmm. Equal chance of receiving a four red star for the character, Sinister, Cable, and Storm. So it looks like another offer that they have one of those four-star offers. Do you like those? I've never bought one of those. It's never seemed like a value for me.
No, most of those characters I have are either three star or higher, and so the RNG element of getting a duplicate for $20 or whatever it might be, $30, I can't. I'd rather buy some discounted PlayStation games.
Yes, agreed. Well, not PlayStation games. I spend my money on other places. Gold promotion credits, looks like they're going to have another offer for that. Merc team bundle, it looks like they're setting up something for Payday and the, or they did set up, Payday just happened, so I'm not sure what this is about, but more mercenary red star drafts. So yeah, it looks like some offers. All right, and now it is time for my favorite part. There is a guy that appears on this channel that gives us rumors. His name is Drew, and he dropped a few rumors last week on us saying that an X-Men character coming in July is male, and that was some previous rumors. Last week, the bomb he dropped, not Gambit. I know Gambit is a popular character with the community. What are your thoughts on Gambit not being included, or potentially, according to the rumor, not being included in July's update?
surprised. I mean, I know that they're holding that close to the cards. No pun intended. But they're essentially, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they save Gambit for later on. So with a bigger update, maybe, because I know he's also a Marauder too, so there could be lots of use cases for that. So maybe they're doing some other stuff. But do you want me to give who I think it is?
Yes, that was going to be my next question. I know you haven't spoken to Drew directly, so you haven't heard the direct what he knows. But who do you think it's going to be if it's not Gambit?
I think it's Beast.
Good guess. His kit has been in the game for a while. His artwork has been in the game for a while. I think it's a very logical character to choose. So let's move on to the other rumor. He said a cold fifth. What do you think that could possibly mean about a character potentially coming in July, a rumored character coming in July?
That's might be Iceman.
Iceman.
I'm not gonna feel that fire. But I would love to see Iceman. Iceman is my favorite X-Men. My assumption is, just because I've heard a lot of people talking about this character, would probably Emma Frost would be my guess.
Okay. So that is where a lot of the community is thinking is going as well. And the last rumor was about a rodent brawler. I think that's a pretty easy hint coming. What are your thoughts on a rodent brawler coming to the game?
Oh, you mean Mouse Man?
Potentially Mighty coming Mouse? To the game. Mighty Mouse, yes. Mighty Mouse is coming in Marvel Strike Force. Does that excite you? Are you happy you came back from your hiatus to play Mighty Mouse?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, Mighty Mouse, baby, is the bomb. Yeah, absolutely. Mighty Mouse is for the win. You heard it here first. Mighty Mouse coming in.
For the win, baby.
He shows up and he's the opposite of Thanos snaps. Everyone just appears behind him and then you win.
He's like Superman, but smaller.
Exactly. Exactly. No, but I think it's Squirrel Girl, I think, is the rumors or whatever.
That's what people are thinking. That's what people are assuming that it is. Happy? Sad? Yep. Are you going to go on another hiatus if this character is released in the game?
No. I don't think so. My rage quitting is over and done with. I chilled out.
Ironheart got it out of your system.
Yes. I did a lot of yoga over the past 2 weeks. I've become very zen. It's been great. I've taken the much-needed break that I needed to, so I'm good.
Nice. Well, everybody needs a little time away. Well, Vash, thank you for joining us this week on the weekly news update. It has been fun, brother. I hope you had fun as well.
It was great. It's great getting a phone call right in the middle of recording this, so I had to pause the recording. I apologize for that.
I was going to edit that out so nobody knew, okay. But I guess they know right now. Tell everybody where they can find you, my brother.
You can find me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/VVASH. That's VVASH or just Vash, whatever you want to call it. As well as if you want, subscribe to our podcast, the Overachievers Gaming Podcast. That's beanoverachiever.com. So we can get all the Marvel Strike Force insider updates that we have, that we do for our podcast, as well as just gaming news in general. So
all this time I thought it was being overachiever, not BN overachiever. It's good that you were on here.
Everyone has always said being overachiever. I had to do the be an overachiever because of proper English. So yeah,
it is proper English. I just when all the words are there with no spaces, that's what went through my mind. Bean. But guys, links are down below. Type in any way you want. It comes out the same if you don't use spaces. But thank you guys. If you guys like this every single week with the news update, a lot of confusing stuff going on right now. So not sure what's gonna happen in the future of this, but Vash, awesome stuff, brother. Subscribe, guys, if you enjoyed this video. Thank you for listening to the podcast as well. Notification squad, like button, and leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think. I will see you guys next time. Valley merch, there's always sales going on. I'm not sure what's going on right now, so check that out. See if there's a sale going on, and check me out on social media. Vash, give me a Hulk fist bump before you go, brother. Valley Fly Vash out.